several of you are on the line that have pushed star 6 on your phone line. Question,
yes.
Comment.
I just wanted to Chelsea Kent in Scotland.
Good morning from
Scotland.
I just
wondered what the website was where these conference calls are.
Okay, the ones from this morning, the website is www.saturdayamlive.com. Saturdayamlive.com is the website.
Okay, and the other one you mentioned?
The other one that we referred to is if you go on YouTube, is that the one you're asking about?
No, the one that you mentioned with Roger Drummer and Dave Bowler.
Oh, that's Nikan's website.
And oh, right.
Yeah, just on Nikan's main website, once you log in with your ID number and your password, and then it'll take you right into, and it's right in the middle on the green toolbar. I'm not looking at it. I'm just going from memory. But information...
Oh, that might not take me in then because I'm Europe.
Yeah, well, that's definitely going to be a... because that's the problem with it, and I've... Email me, and I try and do my best to stay on top of emails. I know when I looked last night, there were 79 of them staring at me.
Oh, dear.
I'm still a little behind, but I'm getting better and trying to catch up. But if you'll email me, I will see if I can and just say, hey, can you... Let's set that link to the call with Dave Balzer and Roger Drummer on the new sleep mask, because I don't think you guys will get the sleep mask in Europe, at least the new one, probably for a couple months now. Would be my
guess. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I know they're working on product introduction of trying to make it as seamless as possible so that it's introduced in every country at the same time, but I know in Europe, you guys just were introduced to the progesterol, which is why Roger Drummer is on the call, because we've had it now for a full year, and we still haven't even scratched the tip of the surface on the magnitude of the value of that.
Well, we've just got the new Ciaga V.
Okay.
Well, probably not new to you, but it's new to us.
Mm-hmm. And you did? Are you getting the progesterol, or did you just get that as well, or no?
I don't know. I haven't heard on that yet.
Okay. I know our people in Sweden who just hosted Roger Drummer, I thought that's what they said, that they just, but maybe they gave it to the Swedes before they gave it to those of you in Great Britain. I don't know. Maybe you should feel jealous.
I'm going to Sweden on Wednesday, so maybe I'll find out.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, thank you for being on the call. Hopefully this was beneficial to everybody. I know.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Vance, we had a Dr. Jim B., and what was the last name?
Dr. Jim Buse. Jim Buse. And again, if you go on YouTube, J-I-M, and the last name is spelled B-E-W-S. And he's a Diamond Wellness Consultant up out of Calgary. Yeah, that's a powerful, powerful presentation. Very simple, but here's a guy who spent his life as a doctor and now is a full-time Nikan, and just really, really simple, basic stuff of what he does to introduce people. But that's on YouTube. And again, Magnetic Leaders. If you do a search for Magnetic Leaders, you're going to see all these different stories. And I can't encourage you enough to leverage them, and when you're talking to people, connect them to a story. Tailor make it to them. I mean, I understand that we need to have a set system, but at the same time, there's nothing wrong, and it's actually more encouraging when you're talking with somebody. For example, somebody who's got arthritis, and they say, "Hey, do you have any results with arthritis?" And the simplicity of that is, well, go on that YouTube site and type in Magnetic Leaders and pull up the recording or pull up the interview with Kerry Roundy. Okay? And it's,
what's the name? Kerry Roundy?
Kerry Roundy. C-A-R-I. And I believe it's R-O-W-N-D-Y or something like that. She's young. She's super young. I think she was in her 20s when they recorded that interview. she had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. When she was diagnosed at 5, when she was 9, they told her she'd never walk again. They confined her to a wheelchair. And the long and short of it, I mean, I remember being in Houston, Texas, and I was doing a wellness preview, doing a meeting, and there was about, 40, 50 people in the room. And I got to the point of the meeting, and I simply asked, is there anybody in the room that has a story that they want to share of what Niken products have done for them? And everybody pointed at Carrie. And I went, okay, they're pointing at you. And so she stood up, and she shared this story. And about 2-3 minutes into her story, I look around, and people's eyes are, in Texas, they don't cry. Their eyes sweat. And they're wiping their eyes, and they're sniffling, and they're snotting on themselves. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So when she was done, I was crying. And I literally, I said to the group, I said, I think we're done. I can't say anything else to top that. Because it was so profound. And that story is on YouTube. There's a ton of them there. There's an absolute whole mess of them there. And they're a wonderful little tool to send to people and say, hey, don't listen, but just take a few minutes and watch this. There's hope.
Yeah.
And it opens.
So she can find it easily. It is Roundy, Roundy.
Roundy. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
Roundy.
Thank you, Vance. This was Ron.
Good morning again, Ron. Is the audio of the protocol? Okay. If you want just the audio version of the call with Dave Balzer and Dave Balzer and Roger Drummer, the audio portion of that is also on SaturdayAMLive.com.
Oh, okay.
You just want to listen to it and not see the slides. If you just want to listen to that, and that the whole focus is on the bulk of the focus is on the new sleep mask with the Dynaflux technology. And do you have the power chips yet in Europe?
Yes, we just had it last month.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've got that. So you understand the what the Dynaflux technology is. That's where Niken is going. And again, folks, I haven't had the opportunity to share this. I've done this a lot one-on-one, so I'm going to just step out here on a limb. And if you haven't figured this out yet, Niken is switching everything, all of the magnetic designs that are in a triangular pattern or the EQL pattern, the equilateral pattern. Niken is going away from that, and they're converting over to the Dynaflux technology. So a flex, we call it a back flex, the insoles, the sleep mask, they've already done it. The power chip has already been done. That's what we're switching over to. So that's where you're going to see everything transferred over. Why? Well, because number one, Niken owns the patents exclusively, but number two, and more importantly, it's just more effective. It makes more sense. Again, why would you want a cell phone that's 3 or 4 or 5 years old when you can get one today that's not a flip phone and one that you can sit there and do all this other wonderful stuff on your phone? It's the same thing. Why would you want to buy anything that's a decade old technology? You wouldn't.
Right.
Unless you can really get a good smoking deal on it. But a power chip is only $6 more than a Super Mini. I mean, the Mini is, the difference is $18 to $24. So it's not a price thing. So that's where they're switching over to. Again, so we've gone away from the equilateral triangle, the EQL, the triangular design. Those products still work wonderfully. However, if we want to up the game and be part of the 21st century, we've got to make this switch. So you're going to see that changeover. Other website, if you can't get into SaturdayAMLive.com, is
I have just recently.
Okay, you can
because of your email that went out, or Dave's email that went out about this call today.
Okay.
And I listened to one of the calls yesterday.
Okay.
Recording.
Wonderful. Okay.
Brilliant.
The other site, sometimes if it doesn't work, is allswell.org is the other one. ALLSWELL.org. But if you can access SaturdayAMLive.com, then you're good to go. Everything's there. And
okay.
Anyways, so any other questions, folks? I'm still on the line. Yes.
This is Don Schenk.
Good morning,
when
Don.
When is the sleep math coming out?
You know, that is a fantastic question. I missed that release date. Is there anybody else on the line that can tell me?
August 1st. Sam?
Say that again.
August 1st.
August 1st.
Okay, that's what I thought. I remember something about August.
I think it's the last frame of the WebEx says that it's August 1st.
Okay, so August 1st is the release date on that. So, and I'm getting text. Yep, August 1st is what the master, Steve Crowfoot, is saying. So look for that August. So we're still 2 months out on that.
Because I have a consultant that sleeps with it all the time. He swears by the old one, so I imagine the new one's only going to be better. So I'm just looking to get new ones because he's now telling somebody else about it. I hope we can get them the new one.
Yeah, and I need to have, I'm going to make myself a note to get Judy Boger, who is a Royal Diamond. I need to get her on the call in July because she shared some things with me last October. Just the two of us were talking about the importance from her research, what she's discovered of sleeping with absolute black, you know, covering the eye because the eyelids don't shield out everything. And she said it is extremely, and I made some comment to her that she looked really, really good, or so, I don't remember what, and she said, well, it's because I've been sleeping with the sleep mask lately. And I said, really, why? And so I will get her lined up to share so we understand, and, you know, we may see a surge of people buying sleep masks, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is the importance and the value of that, of you know, that's one of the things in the summertime. Stacey and I pull all the drapes, all the blinds, you know, and we encourage our daughters to do the same thing. The darker it is, the more restful our sleep will be because of, you know, allowing the body to get in that REM stage.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge thing. Huge, huge thing.
Oh, I'll need curtains in Sweden then.
Yeah, and the poor folks that live in Siberia, I spent a month in Russia. And, man, you talk about in Alaska, they describe it as the land of the midnight sun or whatever. I was hanging wool blankets that were, you know, at least a half inch thick, you know, a couple centimeters thick over the windows because it didn't get dark until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And then at 4 a.m. the sun was back up. And I thought, oh, this is for the birds. I'll never, ever forget that. So if you live in an area where you're closer to the North Pole, then you're going to definitely have a huge leg up with the sleep mask. So.
Okay.
Well, the line is still open, and if there's no other questions or comments, Chris and Ron and Don and our dear friend from Scotland are having a great conversation here.
Dan?
Yes.
Hi there, Vance. This is Linda from Lakewood. Another great call, by the way. This call reminds me of what we say in Nikan a lot. I've been in just 6 years, but it's one that really resonates with me, and it's that facts tell, but stories sell.
Yes, yes.
So I wanted to share that, because we can get really caught up in statistical things, but people really just want to know, what can it do for us? What can it do for me and my family? So great, great call, and of course, Dave is the best.
Say that again, facts tell, but
facts stories tell,
sell.
Stories sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, you and Dave are a great duo.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's thank you, Vance. God bless.
You're very welcome, Justine.
Hey, Vance. This is
yes.
Chris again. I was laughing when you and Dave were talking about folks wanting to live, you know, for a long time. And I said, you know, a lot of the folks I run across, you mentioned to them that they can live a long life, and they look at you with fear in their eyes, saying, I don't want to live that long, because they're already so miserable. But I don't run across that with people that are on the Nikan Solutions, both product and business.
Yeah.
But this folks out there, if you told them they're going to live to be 100, they'd be petrified.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of what they're living now?
Nope, and you guys would be shocked, absolutely shocked. Some of the medical calls I've been on as a first responder, you know, firefighter, absolutely shocked. We were with a guy the other day, and when I got back to the fire station, I was looking at his looking at the paperwork. 8 years older than I was, than I am right now. 8 years older than me. I'm 43. He was 51, and good Lord, I just kept shaking my head, and I thought, wow. And choices, it all comes down to choices. And I just, I was shocked, absolutely shocked. And I thought, man, thank the good Lord that he has given us this great gift called Nikan, and then and that we get to enjoy it. I mean, I just, it was, so.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
My name is Judy Julius. I'm calling you from Salinas, California.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. And I actually am from Alaska. I grew up there. Spent a whole lot of time in dark days. And unfortunately, the people in those northern hemispheres almost changed their schedule to, you know, get some work offices. But I wanted to pass on that. When you are working with someone in the northern part of the world or the southern part of the world where they're receiving the sun's rays at those different angles, you know, in Alaska, the pilots that fly up there, they have a greater occasion of skin cancer because not only are they closer to the sun, but they're in a unique angle receiving, it's almost like gamma rays. And what I wanted to let you know is when you're working with people that are having a light deficiency, I want you to always offer them the light, the Kenko light. The health that you can give them just from giving them the light and encouraging them to sit with that light at least 30 minutes a day, you're going to change their lives in such a way they'll have so much energy, they're going to call you.
And Judy, I appreciate you sharing that because what I've discovered in my own life of taking the, I'm still using the original Kenko light, and I have it sitting on my desk in the office, and I turned it so it's just angled upward towards the ceiling, and it's the only light I use in the office, and it bounces off the ceiling, but it illuminates the whole entire office, and it's not a huge office. By any means, but what I've discovered is during the daytime or early morning or in the evening when the sun's already gone down or hasn't come up yet, I just leave it on when I'm in there. And it's like what you're saying, it's absolutely huge, the energy that I derive from it and how much easier it is for my eyes to read even fine print and to be able to do that. So. You know, and I met a gentleman the other day who was saying, you know, I just can't handle being inside buildings with fluorescent lighting. And I thought, okay, I didn't have the opportunity to talk to him about that. But when I see him again, I can go back to that conversation and simply say, hey, Pat, you mentioned something the other day about fluorescent lighting. What do you know about fluorescent lighting or the negatives of it or full spectrum? But it's really, really powerful, and we don't understand. And most of us as wellness consultants don't understand just a fraction of what we benefit every day from these solutions. So Judy, thank you for that reminder.
I'd like to give you one more tip that'll really help you get your business off the ground and flying. Everybody in the world is looking to look younger and to fight aging, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many people go to dermatologists and estheticians and they buy vitamins? You know, we know people spend a lot of money to look younger. And so if you find people, I actually am an esthetician. I've got 40 years working in the skin industry. If you want to really, really help people that say, if you ask them, if you say, how long do you think it would take for you to look younger? And they'll give you an answer. And you can tell them, a friend named Judy, who you can call, and she will tell you how long she's been in the business. But I mean to tell you, If you can tell your people that if they put the air machine by their bed every night and sleep with that air directly, if they're breathing it directly every night, after about 30 to 60 days, they'll look 10 years younger. All of the skin therapies that we pay for, unbelievable solution. Just the air that you breathe can correct skin problems in your face, tightens your skin, gives you even tone. People put masks on their face so that they can even up the surface of the skin. Just breathing this air corrects your skin in such a way. Your skin is actually the appearance of your skin is the appearance of your health. So people will see even more immediately the effects of breathing the air every night.
Judy, you said people can call you.
Absolutely.
I'm waiting for your phone number, and I don't know how many people are still on the line, but I would like to follow up this conversation because I've got several people who they don't necessarily not believe me, but when I tell them about a friend of ours named Dr. Carol Guth, who's in her 70s, and she doesn't look a day over 50, and they say, well, sure, you say that. Well, let me pull up her Facebook site, and you tell me how old she looks, and I'll introduce them to Carol. And I remind them, I say, you know, every time I'm with Carol, she says the same thing. It's the air and the water. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And,
It's also the light. We have to, you know, the air and the water, I mean to include the light in that equation for a must-have. For what, $250?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
For $250, unbelievable. Just seasonal affective disorder. You can't tell me every single person in this country doesn't suffer from that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't convince that every single person in our country doesn't have that at some time in their lives.
Yep.
It's nice to have that in Europe, too.
So, Judy, phone number?
My phone number, I'm going to give you my phone number, and now I'm going to get tons of calls. So if I don't get right back to you, I'm going to get my email because I really want to help you out, okay?
Judy, give us your email, and that way you won't get tons of phone calls, and that's fine by me.
Yeah, but I am happy to talk to some people. I'm getting my business off the ground, too, right? My phone number is at 831-776-9069. And my email is super easy. My name is Judy Julius. And my email is judyjulius@live.com. So it's judyjulius@live.com.
Okay.
And I promise, if I get your call, I'll give you, my promise is to call you back within 48 hours.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Judy. And I know from experience, from the people that listen to this call on a regular basis, they won't hound you too badly. They'll take this, they'll file it away, and then in a couple months' time when they come across somebody who's dealing with some skin issues or they need the validity or they need to leverage you, that's when they'll contact you and just say, hey, Judy, could you talk to me?
I'm happy for this opportunity because I see a niche in Niken with the skincare. I have been in skincare, and the Swiss formula, Niken True Elements, is the product I'm promoting. That's actually the tool I use to make friends and catch an ear. So I give a free facial, and it's real easy and sweet, and my purpose is to become a leader in Niken skincare, and I really want to help others grow their business that way. So you feel free to use me as a tool to grow your business.
Okay. Well, I may just ask you some morning to share some of your experience. You said you've been a dermatologist for how many years?
I'm actually not a dermatologist.
You've been in the for...
Yes, I'm a skin therapist. I'm an esthetician. And when I became an esthetician, I'd actually sold direct sale of skincare and cosmetics, all that stuff, for well over 25 years. Built a huge clientele, then when the market became real fickle, that means when people could buy stuff on the web, that really hurt a lot of businesses. But I changed my direction to the professional world, became an esthetician, bam, got my license, ready to work with dermatologists, and then 2003 happened with the triple tax. And how do you open a business when everybody's scared to spend money? You can't.
Yeah.
So I redirected my life, just helping people. All I had were the products that I had in my home, but I still wanted to help people. So I've just been getting a facial.
Mm-hmm. And Judy, what part of California did you say you're in?
I live in Salinas. In fact, you were talking about Eric Raz, Dr. Eric Raz.
I'm here.
Yeah, I see him every day. He is actually my upline, and I am honored and proud to work alongside of him. He has incredible energy, and I encourage anyone who's in a chiropractic field, anyone who's in a health business, you need to connect with Eric Raz, because I'll tell you, he has a way to share with people in a very short, concise, precise way. Mm-hmm. He answers their questions. He's focused, and he is a wonderful NECAN consultant.
Well, he was with us just 20 days ago on this call, so just 3 weeks ago, shared his story, and that's what... That's why I like to have these people share it, because we can leverage the phone calls. It's more time effective for everybody. Just, you know, email people the link and let them listen to the story, and then if they want to follow it up and talk to them direct and get more questions answered, they can. But and I think he was one that gave out his information as well. So, but Judy, thank you again. I appreciate that, and thank you all the rest of you. And unless there's no more questions or comments, I'm going to bid you guys farewell so I can get into my day, as much as I like talking and conversing with people all over the globe. And our friend in Scotland, what was your first name again?
My nickname is Fluffy, like
Fluffy?
Candy Fluff.
Okay.
Fluffy.
Okay.
Fluffy Kent.
Well, it's good to have you on the line all the way from Scotland, because I know it's coming up into the evening for you there. And don't be a stranger and join again sometime, because us Yankees here in the West really get off on hearing a nice, beautiful Scottish accent. And,
thank you. I might join you from Sweden. Is it possible to access this on Skype?
I believe it is. I talked to a friend 2 days ago that is in Kabul, Afghanistan. And
okay.
When she dialed our number, it came through as a local area code, so absolutely. We have people that type into the call all the time. It's just a regular phone number, and it's the same one that is included in that email that Dave sent out yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Good to have you.
Thank you very much indeed for today.
All right. Everybody else, I'm going to bid you farewell. Have a fantastic day. And look forward to talking with you next Saturday when Reed Nelson is on.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you
so much. Bye-bye. Thanks.